Countering claims that laboratory tests indicated little harm from small amounts of aspartame, Dr. Elsas noted, normal humans do not metabolize phenylalanine as efficiently as do lower species, such as rodents, and thus, most of the previous studies in aspartame effects on rats are irrelevant to the question. Before 1980, the Federal Drug Administration had refused to approve the use of aspartame. FDA toxicologist Dr. Adrian Gross testified to Congress that aspartame caused tumors and brain cancer in lab animals and, therefore, violated the Delaney Amendment that forbids putting anything in food that is known to cause cancer. Aspartame also is blamed for the increase in diabetes, as it not only can precipitate the disease, but also stimulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy, which, when interacting with insulin, can cause diabetics to go into convulsions. Dr. Betty Martini worked in the medical field for 22 years. She was the founder of Mission Possible International, working with doctors around the world in an effort to remove aspartame from food, drinks, and medicine. She gave this account of how pharmaceutical interests overcame claims of public welfare. Donald Rumsfeld was CEO of Searle, that conglomerate that manufactured aspartame. For 16 years, the FDA refused to approve it, not only because it's not safe, but because they wanted the company indicted for fraud. Both U.S. prosecutors hired on with the defense team and statute of limitations expired. They were Sam Skinner and William Conlon. Skinner went on to become Secretary of Transportation, squelching the cries of the pilots who were now having seizures on this seizure-triggering drug, aspartame, and then Chief of Staff under President Bush's father. Some of these people reached high places. Even Supreme Justice Clarence Thomas is a former Monsanto attorney. Monsanto bought Searle in 1985 and sold it a few years ago. When John Ashcroft became Attorney General in 2001, Larry Thompson from King & Spalding Attorneys, another former Monsanto attorney, became deputy under Ashcroft. However, the FDA still refused to allow NutraSweet on the market. It is a deadly neurotoxic drug masquerading as an additive. It interacts with all antidepressants, L-DOPA, Coumadin, hormones, insulin, all cardiac medication, and many others.